Sometimes this question comes in our minds that when we rejoice upon the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when is this mentioned? Can we show happiness? Can we rejoice upon the birth of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Let me give you a reference. Reference from Quran, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Mentioned by Rahman azza wa jal in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say you, O beloved, only Allah's bounty and His mercy, and only upon it they should rejoice. This is better than all of their accumulated wealth. This command to express, rejoice and show happiness upon receiving the rahmah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this command is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself. What is the biggest blessing, fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No doubt, every believer believes and knows the biggest ever blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It is the dhat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. So if any normal blessing, we have been guided and instructed to show rejoice and happiness, to pay shukr on that, why not? We should show happiness and rejoice upon the biggest ever blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the dhat of Mustafa Kareem, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So when we rejoice, when we show happiness, we follow this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, which is mentioned in Quran, Surah Al-Yunus, verse 58. So rejoice, show happiness, be happy upon the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim.